Hi, this week the question is, was Judas ever saved? Judas Iscariot was one of the apostles. When a list of the apostles is given, Judas is always the last one mentioned on the list. At the time that Judas was originally chosen, these other apostles did not know Judas would become a traitor, but Jesus knew. In John 6, verse 64, Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him. But the question we're asking is not, did Jesus know from the beginning that Judas would betray him? That's not the question. The question we're asking right now is, was Judas lost from the beginning? Was he ever saved? Or was he born lost? The answer is, Judas was not always lost. He was, at one time, safe and saved. The reason preachers say Judas was always lost is because if Judas was ever safe or saved, Judas then proves that a saved person can lose his salvation and become lost. These preachers use circular reasoning. They say, if a person is saved, he can never be lost. If he's lost, that proves he was never saved to begin with. Well, this is unsound reasoning, and it's not based on logic. It's based on circular and wishful thinking. Let me present the biblical proof that Judas was not always lost. First, Judas was not always lost because he was at one time a little baby, and all little babies are innocent. The false doctrine of Calvinism, not the Bible, but Calvinism, says little babies are born in sin. The Bible doesn't teach this. Listen to Jesus himself. In Matthew 18, verses 2 and 3, Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter into the kingdom of heaven." Jesus could not have said this if little children were born in sin. Little children are innocent at birth. Jesus said again in Matthew 18, verse 10, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Well, since Judas was at one time a little baby, we know for a fact that Judas was not always lost. Second, Judas was not lost when he was originally chosen to be an apostle. Now, I realize Jesus knew that Judas would eventually betray him, but this does not mean that Judas was always lost. Good men can turn bad. Jesus knew that Peter would deny him three times. When Peter did this, it was a good man who turned bad. Peter sinned when he denied the Lord. If Peter had died in that sinful state, he would have died lost forever. But thankfully, Peter repented. And likewise, Judas became a thief and did other bad things, but this does not mean Judas was always bad. Now, watch the following passage carefully. This passage proves Judas was not always lost. This passage concerns the time when another man was being chosen to replace Judas who had killed himself. Watch carefully. Acts chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. "And they prayed and said, 'You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place.'" Now, did you hear that? Judas, by transgression, fell. A person cannot fall unless they were standing first. It's that simple. The only way Judas could fall by transgression is if he were in a saved condition to begin with. The Bible warns over and over about the danger of falling away. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, listen carefully. "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." This passage is meaningless if it's impossible for saved men to fall away. Just like unbelievers can change and become believers, Likewise, believers can change and become unbelievers. Hebrews 3, verse 12. Don't let a preacher deceive you with the story of Judas. Judas was not always lost. He was born innocent. He became a man who fell by transgression, indicating he was not always lost. Saved people can lose their salvation. That's why the Bible gives so many warnings about falling away. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. Again, that's www.willofthelord.com. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.